My name is Ahmed Yusuf. I am the former senior political advisor to the Prime Minister Haniyeh, and also I was the deputy of foreign ministry and now heading the House of Wisdom. This is a Palestinian think tank. As we have been through the history as a Muslim civilization, and also they have in different period of times where is the Ottoman being the sole power in the world. Yani, I hope that the situation, the Arab awakening, the Arab Spring, will lay the foundation for the Arab resurrection to take their position in the world and to be, it's not anymore just America or Russia or China. No, the Arabs will be there supported by Turkey, by Iran, by Egypt, and now where it's going to be a certain central force to reshaping the whole region of the Middle East. We do believe that the Turkish good model, yani, the AK Party model, is now became the model that everybody, the secularist and Islamist in the Arab world, tried to adopt. So it's became a good model for everybody in the Middle East. And now I do believe that the people in Tunisia, in Egypt, they are following the step of the Turkish model, where now you have Islamist, secularist, leftist, all together working through a power sharing system, and that's seeking security, prosperity, and also stability in the Middle East. I think this is the model that everybody now obsessed to follow. With Arab awakening, with the Turkish support to the Arab revolutions, and also their help to suppress the oppression that's happening in Syria, this is will change the whole fabric, political fabric of the Middle East, to have a new Middle East that is strong enough to stand and to prove to the whole world that the Arabs also, they have a place under the sun. Of course, that's what we have, to have this kind of universal vision about how to coexist and how actually we can be tolerant towards each other, and how to have atonement. This is the world that I hope that Turkey will giving a good example, where is all these ethnic and religious groups coexist, and they have these kind of religious and political pluralism, which is going to be the model for the rest of the world. Inshallah, we hope that and all the Muslim will try to follow the steps of the Prophet, revisiting their history and see the days of greatness that they have for the humanity. And I think this time will come, yani, after what we have seen in the Arab street, when they actually revolt against the oppression and dictatorship. This is something, a good sign and signal to the rest of the world that Arabs and Muslims are coming to, for the sake of humanity. So we are, you know, then from the history of Islam, actually we all the time look to the people of the book as with respect, and giving them all kind of religious freedom to live next to us, working with us hand in hand, and build a great civilization, yani, during that time.